Hello. Inspired by David's audio walks, this is Catherine and Claire out on an audio walk on a nice Sunday morning. And we're going to show you some chirruping in a minute. Claire's already spotted some rampant weeds. I don't know what a rampant weed is, but there's two of us, so we should be safe. And here's some chirruping to listen to. Come on, you buggers. Chirrup. I told you they wouldn't.
And now you're recording now.
There we go. Hopefully you heard that chirrup. So now handing over to the master, David Eagle. What kind of a tip is this? There we go. The end. Screen's gone off.
Thank you very much, Catherine and Claire, for their contribution there. That's our first listener contribution, audio contribution. I like the way this is shaping up. I mean, if anybody else wants to send any audio-related things to me, feel free. The subject of tits is coming up quite a lot on the dollops, and not always in the breast sense, although yesterday we were talking about nipples. I say we were talking about it. I'm sorry for dragging you into this. Yeah, we were all talking about it, weren't we? We were having a discussion about it. I can't remember who started it, but someone brought it up. But in answer to your question, I have no idea what the tit is. I mean, I could do the obvious joke there. I thought you said you were called Catherine and Claire. But we don't do obvious jokes on the dollop. That's one thing we don't do. We're always breaking new ground. Sometimes you might think, there's not actually any comedy in this dollop. But actually, you're wrong. Try listening to it again, maybe in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, or 20, or maybe even 50 years' time. I think I'm ahead of my time, actually. The secret of comedy is timing. So keep listening at different times, and you might appreciate, actually, just how comedically brilliant some of the, what you may class as the less funny dollops have been. They're just more innovative and pioneering. And now and again, I will shoehorn in a joke about nipples, you know, or something like that, just to keep people on side. But really, I mean, this bit that I'm doing now is absolutely hilarious. But, I mean, I'm aware that it probably won't be in vogue until 2034, I would say. And then Donald McIntyre? Michael McIntyre. No, Donald McIntyre, the investigative journalist who nearly got beaten up by football hooligans and members of the BNP when he did those documentaries where he infiltrated the BNP and football hooligan gangs and that kind of thing, pretending to be one of those when actually he was covertly recording. Well, he's branched in 2034, I predict, that he will branch out into comedy. Weirdly, Michael McIntyre. Well, there'll be a problem with the BBC and some paperwork, and Michael McIntyre will accidentally sign the wrong contract. He makes a mistake. He accidentally signs Donald McIntyre's contract, and vice versa. They got the contracts mixed up. There's nothing they can do about it. It's a contractual obligation now, so they have to swap each other's jobs. The next thing he knows, he's doing a documentary about gangs. He's got to spend a year living in gangs, Michael McIntyre. And it all ends horribly wrong, as you can imagine, because Michael McIntyre is really well known. And he's just about to be beaten up. But fortunately, he is saved by his powers of observation. Even, they're just about to beat him up and he thinks, I'm going to die here. But then he just starts very humorously observing the fact that he's being beaten up. He's got a sawn-off shotgun, he's holding it to my face. But he doesn't just say that, obviously. I can't think of jokes about that situation, but Michael McIntyre obviously could. And he makes some jokes and everybody starts laughing. And they just don't have the heart to shoot him, so they let him go. Anyway, we were going somewhere, but I can't remember where. So, yeah, you joined me on a walk yesterday. But today, I was about to go for a walk, actually, and do another audio dollop walk. And at that moment, Sean brought me a cup of tea. I'm not sure why. He's been particularly nice to me today. Actually, both Sean and Michael have been particularly nice to me. And I think it's probably because of the discovery in the bushes yesterday. If you listened to yesterday's dollop, I heard some scurrying in the bushes, and it turned out to be Sean and Michael scurrying in the bushes together. And I think maybe Sean and Michael are being especially nice to me in the hope that I will remain silent on the subject. And I haven't, in fairness, I've only said they were scurrying. I haven't divulged any more information than that. Hopefully, what I'd like to imagine is that yesterday's dollop was really nice. I can imagine people listening, maybe with headphones on, really getting a full sensory experience of the walk. Because there's this fad on YouTube, I don't know if you've come across it before, and I've heard people talk about this, called ASMR, which I believe stands for audio sensory... I need to get my researcher. We've got a researcher on the programme. Hang on. Hello, researcher.
Hi.
What does ASMR stand for?
Let me think. Here's what I found on the web for what does ASMR stand for. Have a look.
I got that completely wrong. It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. So I don't think I need to explain anything more. Let's move on. So basically, the idea is certain sounds, sort of intimate sounds, trigger a positive response, a kind of a tingly response. And I've just done a bit of reading there. And apparently, they often use binaural mic techniques, like I'm using right now. They put some ear microphones on the head of a dummy, on the ears of the dummy, inside the dummy's ears. And then it records as if the dummy was an actual person, and you're getting the spatial separation. So it's as if you are the dummy. In this case, I am the dummy. The headphones are in my ears right now. There's all sorts of different recordings that people have. It's not meant to be a sexual thing. That's the weird thing about it. It's not meant to be a sexual thing. It sounds sexual when you describe what it is. Because basically, people have got YouTube channels which have got millions of hits. And it's things like, you can get one where it's a recording of you getting a haircut. So someone's obviously snipping the hair around the dummy and going, "And how are you today? You have a good day? I'll just tidy your hair up for you, madam. Yes, yes." You can hear it very close to your ear. And so it's kind of that kind of intimate thing. Or you might have a massage one. You know, it's like, "Oh, I'm just easing your muscles now." They don't all have the same voice. I don't know why I'm doing the same voice. It's like, bloody hell, you were a hairdresser before, now you're a masseur. You get about a bit. "Oh, I know, I have quite a lot of debt, you know. I need to pay the bailiffs. They're going to come round and they kill me. And I thought, well, I need to pay my debt unless I can rely on my powers of comic observation when they are killing me. Maybe I can observe something like Michael McIntyre will do in 2034. You can listen to Struggling Blogger. That's what you're listening to right now on ASMR. Struggling Blogger! How many hits will this get? So it does sound quite sexual because it's things like massage. And I know getting your hair cut isn't particularly sexual, but it's the fact that someone's whispering in your ear. I love it. I'm having a look now at ones that you can get. I'm thinking that's the kind of things, or like cup of tea. Cup of tea. Having a cup of tea. So you can sit with your headphones on and you can pretend that you're having a cup of tea with me. So let's pretend now, let's do a little bit of role play. So I think the idea of ASMR is that I will kind of talk to you generally. I'll listen to a few examples in a second so that we can get an idea of what they actually meant to sound like. But this is how I imagine ASMR sort of is. You kind of just, it's just incidental stuff. It's not meant to be entertaining or anything like that. So it's going to be difficult for me. So I'm just going to do maybe 30 seconds. This is called having a cup of tea. Okay. "Hello, would you like a cup of tea?" "Yeah?" "Okay, hang on a second. There you go. Enjoy." Nice, isn't it? There's nothing like a cup of tea. The end of a long day to de-stress you. Don't you think? I'm doing quite a lot of I'm sort of trying to be intimate, you know, sort of. I'm going to put some headphones on now.
XX, Sweet Whispers Central ASMR Podcast.
Okay, so that one maybe is a bit sexual, the first one I've just found. It's called I Am Here For You, and it says Sweet Whispers XX. So maybe that one. We'll stay away from that one for now, shall we? It's a Sunday, it doesn't seem fitting for a Sunday. Plus, it'll probably mention tits, we've had enough of that.
"For when you feel a bit down. Sweet Whispers."
Oh, it's nice. "For when you feel a bit down, Sweet Whispers." That's nice, isn't it? Oh, it's probably sexual again, when you feel a bit down indeed.
"Sensual Whispers and Feather Kisses."
I'm going to put these headphones on, and we're going to listen to some feathery kisses and sweet whispers, I believe.
"Sensual Whispers and Feather Kisses."
Oh, sensual whispers, even better. Right, sweet, let's put these headphones on. All right, we've got to put the headphones on now so you can
You can probably tell that. The sound will have been a bit more muffled now. Okay, I'm pressing play.
It's been a rough day, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Well, now you're here with me.
I suppose I am, yeah.
Give me a sweet kiss.
A kiss? Oh, why not? Oh, I'm talking while kissing at the same time. It's one of my many talents.
Yeah. It's time to relax and let me take care of you.
We all know what that means, don't we?
To lie back on your bed.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Right, okay. Won't make too much difference, to be honest, love.
Relax, take a deep breath with me. Good. It's just you and me.
Yeah, well, actually,
relaxing on your bed together.
There's probably another 300 people here as well.
The room's warm.
Yeah.
The lighting is soft.
Well, I don't know. I'll close my eyes.
We're just reveling in our bare skin.
I haven't got bare skin. Yeah, I was wondering why you're wearing that bare skin. I thought that was a bit weird.
Take another deep breath with me.
What's your obsession with taking deep breaths? Let's just get on with the good stuff.
I might try something a little different. Something special. Just for you.
For me. And my...
Will you let me?
Yeah, you're possible. There's 300 other people listening as well.
I am holding in my hand a feather tickler. It's quite simple. A long black handle with a spray of beautiful soft feathers.
Right.
In a rich crimson colour on the end.
Yeah, I don't know why...
Like a feather duster.
I know what...
Quite as large.
All right, bloody hell.
Smaller.
All right.
Intimate.
Get on with it then.
To the curve of your neck and across to the other side, and then back slowly and down your arm to your wrist, and then back up again.
I'm not sure why you
whispery, feathery sound.
It's quite tantalizing
your flesh.
Well, I'm not sure if it's tantalizing my flesh. Why are you saying it like that? Tantalizing my flesh. That sounded a bit sinister, that.
Over your fingers.
Yeah.
And back up.
Yeah, just...
It's lovely, isn't it?
Well, it's nice, but, I mean, to be honest...
Whisper, sensual softness.
Just, you know, you can undo my belt if you like. I mean, just, I feel as if it's been a... You know, it's...
You're brushing it across your cheek now.
Oh, yes, you are. Hey, you don't even know which cheek she's brushing it against, everybody.
Up your other cheek.
Yeah, my other cheek, yeah. And the other cheek. Come on, love. Oh, down. Oh, finally.
Over your nose.
Oh, the nose. Bloody hell. I thought we were getting somewhere there. My bloody nose. My nose. Come on. Keep going. Yeah.
Pausing for a feather kiss on your lips.
Yeah, now keep
down
going.
Down your chin.
Down,
to
down.
Your chest.
Down. Chest, that's better. Down.
Tickling over your bare tummy.
Yes, like, I like it. Now.
To rest between your legs.
Uh-huh.
And giving it a spin there.
Yeah.
Teasing you a bit before moving it slowly back up.
Just keep it where it is.
Drifting over your belly button.
Again, back to the nose.
And feel that whisper of air tease across your clavicle.
Clavicle?
Back and forth. And then down to your right breast. And the feathers twirling over your
nipples. Oh, there we go. The nipples. The breasts had to come in there, didn't they?
And feel that whisper of air on your sensitive breast as it spins. Love that. Boy or girl, it's all the same sensitivity there.
Hang on a minute. You don't know whether I'm a boy or a girl.
How the hell? You've had a feather down me pants for the last 5 minutes. I mean, surely you could work it out, boy or girl.
Actually, I think I need to have a nibble there as well.
Oh, she's ready. Yeah.
It's like I... down the centre of your chest.
She's back to the bloody feather again. I was getting good. I thought we were getting somewhere there with the nibbling. I thought we were getting somewhere, but she's back to the old feather again. Put the feather away. Let's just get the business. Come on.
Over your tummy and down further.
Ah, here we go. We're getting back to it.
Tracing of your hips.
Yeah.
And then skimming.
Have you worked out whether I'm a boy or a girl yet?
And down your leg to the top of your foot.
Foot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Just dancing over your toes.
Yeah, to be honest, this is getting to me.
Slowly.
It's getting annoying over there. I don't...
Side to side now. Yeah, just... Small zigzag pattern.
You sort of get an idea of where to go, and then you, really? You just ruin it by tickling my nose and my toes.
And brushing across your pelvis now. And back and forth to each of your hip bones.
You fancy another nibble? Come on.
Tickling you gently.
Let's have another nibble. Come on.
And then down to the top of your left thigh.
There we are. Now, how about nibbling there?
Same zigzag pattern. Going. All the way down.
Go on, give you the nibble.
To those toes. Ever so slow.
Toes again. God's sake.
Now giving them little feather kisses.
Oh, you're giving them a little nibble, are you? Oh, this is ridiculous. She's nibbling my toes. I'll just shuffle around. I'm just shuffling a little bit. Maybe we can manoeuvre her. Come on.
Ah. Teasing the inside of those thighs.
Uh-huh. It worked. It worked. Oh, yes. Result. Result. It's well worth it. Come on.
It's still spinning as it moves. Yeah, you can do whatever you
like with the feather. As far as I'm concerned, love just...
Tantalizing feather licks.
Yeah, I'm not even bothered. I'm not even bothered about the feather. It's the nibbling I'm enjoying. Come on.
Done.
Done. Did you just say done? You are joking.
I it was elements that I liked of it, yeah. But let me be honest with you here. We can't be done, surely. And that's it, is it? You're just going to leave me like that. Done. Unbelievable. Done. Thank you very much for listening. And I might do my own ASMR. Give me some requests. What would you like? It doesn't have to be sensuous. Let me know what situation you would like to be in with me. And maybe I can facilitate that. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you very much to Kathy and Claire. Seems like so long ago now. Your award, by the way, for getting involved in the dollop is half an hour with me and a feather. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.